Okay, well, welcome guys to the TDC Connected meeting for September here, actually late August, but had a week delay there, so the first week of September. Kind of did that last month too. It seemed to work out for most people as well. We've got a couple of items to talk about. One of the items we're going to talk about is basically a sterilization wipe that hopefully will be a good substitute for what offices are currently using, and of course, it's no good. It gets in the turbines and mucks them up and can also damage the metals of the handpieces. So we'll talk about that. Also, you received the Sable flyer of available items that many of you guys have asked us for. We talked about it with Mike 4 weeks ago. His graphics guy kind of put something together for us. And obviously, it's just a rough draft. He wants us to get together, figure out pricing and any changes that we want to make to it. And then they're going to print a zillion of these things out for us. So that's going to be cool. So we'll talk about that a little bit later today, too. I do want to let you guys know that free conference call has been great for us for a few years here. But they ran into a problem. They switched numbers. They're based out of Long Beach. I don't know why they switched numbers. We had used that 805 number for years and never had a problem. They switched to, I think, a 641 area code number, which they ended up having some problems with, and it kind of mucked our call up last week a little bit, and some guys got dropped and then had to reconnect and then got dropped and had to reconnect. So first off, I wanted to apologize for that. I don't know what technical issues they ran into. I did call them immediately following our conference call, and they did admit to me that they were having some technical difficulties. So hopefully they've solved all those over the last month. But just as a word of warning, if for some reason you do get dropped from the call, please call right back in. Guys had to do that last time, and gals. So just, I guess, bear with them. Hopefully we don't have that issue this month, but just rejoin us as soon as you can. Once again, I'll quickly go through the instruction. Simply hit *6 to unmute your line. They all are muted right now, but hit *6. That'll unmute your line. You can contribute to the conversation. And then you can hit *6 at the end of that and then remute your line. So I guess what we're going to do to start the meeting is invite Bailey Tucker to join in. He, like most of you, had really noticed an issue with a lot of his offices using the Cavicide wipes, which are a sodium-based wipe that gets into the turbines, locks your turbines up, ruins the metal, kind of corrodes the metal, corrodes the hand pieces to the line. Many of you have probably received hand pieces with the cutoff tubing and the metal connector corroded to the back of the hand piece. So Bailey had been looking for an alternative on that, and I think we found one. So I'm going to invite Bailey to kind of speak to us about the Opticide wipe that he had discovered and that he wants to carry and offer to his customers as a viable solution and substitute. And then Scott and Mel Marks are going to be able to warehouse and ship it out for us, you know, through their Sunshine Medical System. They're based kind of in the middle, although they're East Time Zone. They're out of Michigan, so they're kind of centrally located for most of you guys. And we'll get you some details there. But Bailey, do you want to? Can you talk to us a little bit about the Opticide, why you think it's a good idea, and what you found out about it?
Sure. I don't know about any of the other guys. I'm sure everyone's, or most everybody's, having the same issues that I'm having, where practices are using the Cavicide and they're wiping everything down with it, and you know, you're ended up, you know, eating warranty on stuff that, you know, has basically been self-inflicted damage by the, you know, the customer. And so I figure I just got tired of losing money that way, you know, trying to keep the customer happy. So instead I figure if I can turn it around and profit from it, that's a better animal for me. And so I've been looking for something. The only thing I could come up with, well, the first product I found is not even available in the States yet, so I ended up having to, you know, start all over again. I found the Opticide product. The makers of Opticide, which is a company called Micro Scientific, they're the actual original makers of Cavicide. They sold that product off to Metrix, who is now the owner of that product, a while back, because it was a very problematic you know, solution for disinfecting because of it being so alkaline in nature. You know, customers didn't like the way it, you know, discolored, you know, plastics and etched certain plastics, made others brittle. Well, everybody knows the litany of problems it causes. So the people, Microscientific, you know, when they realized that, they had to come up with a different animal. They came up with Opticide 3. It does have alcohol in it, as you, you know, rightly pointed out earlier. It's just significantly less alcohol than the Cavicide product. At most, you're looking at 200 parts per million of isopropyl, and then I believe there's another 2-butyl. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. I screwed up bad in chemistry in college anyway. But it's only got 20 parts per million. And when you look at the Cavicide, they've got 400 parts per million of isopropyl. And then another form of alcohol, they have 1,000 parts per million. So most of the disinfecting is coming from a proprietary blend of agents that are mixed together. It comes at the spores and bacteria and viruses, you know, with a three punch, hence the name Opticide 3. 2 minutes or less kill time. It's been extensively tested on most commonly found metals in medical, dental, you know, environments. So stainless steel, brass, copper, aluminum have all been extensively tested. Plastics, soft plastics, hard plastics, non-porous countertops, flex tubing, you know, man-made, you know, fabrics for exam chairs, that sort of thing, with no adverse effects whatsoever, none. And it's no more flammable than Cavicide. Cavicide has a pH at the time you dispense it of 12, I think 12 or 12.5, which is extremely alkaline. Top of the pH scale is going to be 14. Neutral pH is 7, and the Microscientific product has a pH of 7.6. So it's almost dead neutral, which is why it's so gentle on everything else. It does not require any additional or special storage, type facilities that the Metrex product Cavicide requires, so there's nothing that they would have to do differently. Pricing is very competitive, even with the wipes. The Cavicide wipes that everybody's using now, they're 6x6 wipes packed 160 count to a tub. They're using multiple wipes to wipe operatories down. The Microscientific Opticide 3 has a 7x10 thick wipe, which can do an entire operatory with just one wipe. There are 100 of those per tub, and the pricing is going to be very similar. So it's going to go a longer way for about the same price, which means value to the customer. So that's pretty much it. I've been taking pre-orders on the product. There are four items that I'm bringing in. I'm going to be bringing in the 2.5-gallon jug with the spigot because a lot of these practices are using spray bottles and they're filling them up themselves. I have some that want the 1-gallon jug. I'm also going to get the 24-ounce spray bottles, and I'm also bringing in the wipes, and I'm just going to keep them in my garage. So that's it in a nutshell, Dave.
Okay, well, I think I still want to take you. So what you just did is you gave us a fantastic technical description of going down from, you know, the actual content, the pH level. You did stress an important thing that it's very gentle on not only the hand pieces but all of the dental chairs and the rubber lines and everything else that's in the office, and that, of course, it kills, you know, all of the bacteria. I think one of the things when I was reading up on it when you and I first started talking about it was that it kills TB, which is apparently kind of a concern out there these days with offices. So you gave us a great description on that, and we appreciate that. So now we have all the technical details on it. But really, in layman's terms, what's going on is these offices are taught in dental school and pretty much mandated by their, you know, their their dock to wipe down the entire operatory from everything from, like you said, the chair to the lines to the hand pieces to the light overhead. Even though they have pieces of plastic on everything, they make them wipe them down anyway, which is fine, except for, you know, they always wipe down the handpiece, which is detrimental to the handpiece. So
right. If
you walk in an office, and I'm putting you on the spot here, like Steve likes to do, so you should be used to this. What is your pitch going to be? How are you going to promote this product to your docs, to the offices?
Basically what...
Because they probably don't want to hear all of the technical stuff. They're going to want the layman's term. Hey, this is why you
From the layman's... when I walk into an office that I've been working with, I already know whether or not they have a cavicide problem or not, and I've already identified it on multiple occasions. They just don't have an alternative yet. They've been waiting for it. So that's the easiest sale. When I've been doing work on handpieces where the bearings are rusted, after being in the in the field for only a couple of months, where that's coming from. For the other practices, case in point, I have one in a little town called Cary, and I just ask the question, what are you using for disinfecting your operatories? Well, we're using Cavicide. Have you had any issues with damage to chairs, equipment, anything like that? And immediately, oh, my God, yes. Like what? Well, when we when we're cleaning the floors, it discolors the VCT. It makes them turn yellow. Okay. What else? Well, it makes the lines messed up, and it dry rots the fabric on the chairs. All these things. If you ask, they will tell. If someone tells you, well, we don't have any problems, never experienced any, chances are they haven't been there long enough. And if they say, well, we never had any. That's pretty easy too, because from a technical standpoint, all you have to do is identify this is what Cavicide is made of, or don't even have to do that. Cavicide is very, very aggressive in terms of how it attacks metals. Your bearings are metal. It will tear your handpieces up. You will pay me in repairs a lot of money over the course of a year because of the damage that Cavicide does. I have a better item, a better product for you. It will save you money. It will save your equipment. And it's going to be competitively priced with what you're currently paying for the Cavicide. And it will do everything that OSHA and FDA requires that you need to kill. That's it. I've only had one person so far that that is a customer of mine that said, well, I need to think about it, or I can't do anything without talking to the doc. Well, guess what? Instead of looking at it as an objection, that's when the bells and whistles should be going off in your head, because, oh, well, that's great. Why don't we do a lunch and learn? I would like to bring this this product in, tell you about it, and tell you why this is a better product for you to be using. Now you've got the entire practice, including the doctor, listening to you, the handpiece guy, talk about disinfecting. Now, if that doesn't put you in a position of power, I don't know what does.
I agree. Well, one of the things that you guys are always looking for is a way to get doctors' handpieces to last through the warranty period. And if you're having any problem with a doctor that's using the Cavicide wipes, this is like an automatic no-brainer, right? I mean, the first thing you do is walk in there and say, Doc, here's why we're having the warranty problem. Here's your solution. I mean, you walk in with a tub of it, right? Here's your solution, Doc. And then you should be able to promote the product. I just saw it as you kind of opened my eyes on this, and maybe you're opening some other franchise owners' eyes right now on this item that should just be such a no-brainer to any office to start carrying this product from you guys, because it's not harmful to the equipment, but it's still going to kill all of the bacteria and germs and everything that they're trying to disinfect, right?
Exactly.
It's an affordable
item. And
we're
the only people who are looking inside their handpieces, hopefully.
Yeah, and you're not trying to sell them something that's, you know, $140. You're trying to sell them a $13 tub of disinfectant wipes
that they're already buying and already using on a day-in, day-out basis multiple times.
Exactly.
So you're not reinventing anything. You're just giving them a better solution.
And you're
at about the same.
And we'll talk to we'll get the information from you, and then I'll email it out to everybody. But you're going to carry and you're going to warehouse some of this product yourself, and that's fine, and that's great, and that's probably recommended. And then I've already spoken with Scott and Mel Marks. They already distribute. They just started distributing in their last catalog this product through their Sunshine Medical Group. So they actually warehouse the tubs that we talked about with the wipes, and then also the gallon jugs. So if they want to spray the delivery system and operatory down, if that's how they do it, and then they wipe it down with a paper towel, then that option is available too. So if people are out there that don't want to actually warehouse this product, they still have access to it through Scott and Mel via their warehouse in Michigan, which is fairly centrally located, even though it's on the Eastern time zone.
Yep. Best case scenario would be to have, you know, to also incorporate the 24-ounce spray bottles, just because a lot of these, you know, offices are trying to find ways to cut costs wherever they can. And the consumables, such as the wipes, you know, tend to be more costly. And they'll just use paper towels because they have to have that anyway. And they'll get the spray bottles, and they'll just spray stuff down and wipe it off after it's, you know, had a chance to dwell for a little bit. So that's a good option too. And that's why I'm going to be carrying the 2.5 gallon, because the 2.5 gallon has a spigot. They can just put it on the shelf. They never have to worry about lifting it. They just, you know, crank the spigot, and, you know, out it comes directly, you know, pre-diluted into their 24-ounce spray bottles. So I have a lot of practices that are doing it that way, so I'm going to stock that product for them. I'm not going to go deep or wide. I'm just going to focus on those four items and just enough inventory that I think I can get rid of and turn it every couple of 3 weeks. So that way I'm just consistently reordering, but I'm ordering enough that my freight's not going to hurt me, and it'll keep me competitive. And just do it that way. That's best case scenario. The other, obviously, let Scott and Mel ship it directly to them, take a 10% commission, and keep on trucking. I just want to have that product, you know, at the ready whenever I go into an office and try to make the conversion right then and there, before that distributor rep has a chance to come in there and change their mind.
Well, because of its you know, positive effects on the handpiece, and basically not having negative effects on the handpieces like the Cavicide does, this seems like it's a secondary to handpiece lubricant, which you always make sure your office has, right? So it seems like it'd be kind of like the next step back would be, okay, well, we've got lubricant in your office, and that's great. Let's do something about these Cavicide wipes, get you an alternative that's not only safe on your handpieces, it's safe on everything else in here too.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'll open up the floor for questions to Bailey on that. He's so far our resident expert on that. So if you do have any questions on that product, please hit *6 on your phone and ask away. I know you covered everything from the technical details, Bailey, to walking in the office and promoting it. But here we go. Erwin, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry, David. Just a question on how much would the costs are, and what is the markup that is suggested?
What I'm seeing out in the marketplace, everything is typically at about a 40% to 50% true margin. So if you were to take the cost of something and divide it by 0.6 or 0.5, that would give you what your margins are. For instance, on the wipes, The cost per case is $41.40, and there's six tubs in a case. That makes your actual cost per tub just a little under $7, and that doesn't include shipping. And all I did was add a little bit of money per case for shipping, and then divide it per item. But on that particular product, if you look at Cavicide, that is regularly sold for anywhere from $11.50 to $12.50 per tub. This product, if you've got a little over $7 after you incorporate the shipping cost, if you have a little over $7 per tub, you can easily sell it for $12.50 because, A, you're solving a problem where they're not damaging their handpieces anymore, and, B, it's going to go a longer way than the Cavicide wipe because the Cavicide, and this is something I left out, Dave, sorry, the Cavi wipe, which is a 6-inch by 6-inch thin wipe, they're using multiple wipes per operatory with that product. With the Opticide wipe, it's a 7 by 10 thick wipe. They should be able to get through an entire operatory with one wipe. At that point, it's a cost savings. Even when you come in a little bit higher per tub at, say, $12.50, $12.95 per tub, keeping in mind you're solving a problem.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, just kind of did a quick heads up, and looking at the Cavi wipes in the current Shine catalog, Bailey. And the 160-count canister that you were talking about that just has the 6x6 wipe is retailing right now for $15.50.
Yeah, they always discount it a little bit. The catalogs, so, at least in my market, what I'm seeing them pay is anywhere, depending on the customer and their buying volume, anywhere from the upper 11s to the mid-12s tops. So, with that being the case, I'm just basing my pricing on what I'm seeing in the marketplace and trying to be competitive but not undercut the Cavi product since.
Okay, so if you're in that $12-$13 range, you're hitting the nail on the head.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is going to be a product that we don't need to give away. This is a true 40% margin easily product, and it's going to get. This is going to be the kind of thing that keeps you in the offices over and over and over again because whenever they start running low, they're going to call you back.
Absolutely. And then I know
you can make a couple bucks a month or more on a consumable. That's a good day. That's
and
a
then a real quick follow-up to Irwin's pricing question. We hit the towelettes, and then the other thing I was letting you know that Mel stocks and has on the shelf is the gallon jug, that they refill the squirter bottles with, and those are, I believe, about $25-$26 bucks per 1 gallon jug, and that retails in the Shine catalog for $41. So those are kind of the price points we're looking at. And you guys are looking at on what the cost is to you and then, of course, what the suggested retail is to the customer.
Yeah, so you can make some good money over time with this, especially as you start adding practices to your list of customers that are using it. I can't see anything negative about it yet.
And God knows I've tried. Oh, sorry. Do you have any idea how many of these, let's say, how many of those towelette jugs or tubs they would go through in a month, Bailey?
Oh, my gosh.
Idea. I have no idea if you would know or not. But
that I'm talking to, they order the Cavi wipes typically by the case, and if I'm not mistaken, there are 24 tubs in a case for the Cavi wipes. And they will go through
six
a case of
case,
those a month.
Right?
just because they've got one in every hygiene and every operatory.
They'll go through.
And they also have them in the lab, or the sterilization room. So they go through them. I mean, it's just nonstop, all day, every day.
Okay. So the fact is, if you've got one customer that you can convert to using these, it's not like you're going to eat a case. You know what I mean? You find one customer that wants it, you order a case of, I think Mel has them in cases of six. I'm not 100% sure.
Yep.
But it's pretty inexpensive for what it is. And anyway, I just thought it was a great option when you mentioned it to me. I think we actually started this process, a couple months ago, Bailey?
Yep.
Maybe more, before you kind of hunkered down on all the details and the product, et cetera. So it just seems like a natural fit, especially if you have those offices that insist upon destroying their handpieces with the Cavi wipes. I mean, you all know it because you have warranty issues, and every time you look inside the turbine or the handpiece, there's white residue covering those internal components. You spray them off with your lubricant, and then it flushes that, you know, that sodium-based product out of there, and the turbine will run fine. But you've driven over there, you've inconvenienced the doctor, you've been inconvenienced, and it's just not good. So I don't know. At least if you have customers out there that you know are using the Cavi wipes to such an extent that they're causing a warranty problem, this is just like a no-brainer to get them on this Opticide with the without the sodium base to it.
Exactly. Now, for anybody that does any type of presentations to, like, any of the dental assisting and hygiene schools in their market, I don't know if anybody's doing that or not, this would be an outstanding way to get in front of those people, because this is where they're learning it. They're learning to use the Cavicide product in the classroom environment. So if you can get to that, to those students and those instructors, they will become salespeople for you.
That is true.
Plus,
very true.
Now, I mean, even more so than anything else, you've gone into the classroom environment, which means in the students' eyes, the faculty thought enough of you and what you had to say to bring you in front of them and teach them about, operatory disinfection and why they should be using this instead of that when they get out into the real world. So when they do find that job at that practice, who are they going to call?
Well, hopefully you.
That's right, not Ghostbusters.
I knew somebody was going to go there. Probably half the people out there were thinking it.
That's right. Why I said it.
All right, guys. We can move on to the flyer if you'd like, or if anyone else has any more questions for Bailey. I know this is kind of just an introduction to the product. Yeah.
I have one. I had to go into an office while you guys were talking. What is the name? Is that Optum? Is that the name of that?
Opticide
3. Because I just walked out of an office. They use almost the same thing, Optum 33 TB. Is that the same thing?
No, this is called Opticide 3.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Opticide 3.
All righty.
So,
carry on.
Okay, so that's kind of a great question, Bo, because you may walk into some offices that already have a handpiece safe product. But number one, you've all got customers who you know use the Cavicide or at least some sort of brand of wipe that is high in sodium content, because that's what leaves that white residue on the handpiece. That's what corrodes the handpieces to the lines, et cetera. So right there, you already know they're using a product that isn't safe for that environment, so, or at least for the handpiece or the line. So for those, no matter what they're using, if you're running into that problem, then the Opticide 3 sounds like it's a good solution. So you'll have to do just a little bit of question asking there, figure out what they've got, and then, you know, offer them a better solution. But thank you for that, Bo. That's funny that he just walked into an office and found out what they're using. It's awesome.
That's the way to do it, though.
Yep.
Toxicity, just so you know, the Optum 33 has a toxicity level of 4, which is, I think, at the very top. I do not know what their pH level is, but it's probably pretty low, or probably close to neutral, because it's almost entirely alcohol. Quaternary alcohol, 10 to 25%. Other alcohol, 60 to 80%.
Yeah, so alcohol is safe versus that sodium-based stuff.
Yeah, precautionary statements, dangerous, severely irritating to eyes and skin, combustible, hazards to human and domestic animals, corrosive, causes irreversible eye damage.
Okay, well, are we ready to move forward, guys? Any more questions? Especially for Bailey here, as our expert on this so far. Well, first of all, I want to thank Bailey for presenting that to us. Bailey, thanks a lot for bringing that to our attention. I think it's going to be a product that a lot of guys are going to want to convert their docs over to, especially the ones that are using that Cavicide and just causing warranty headaches. So thank you very much, Bailey.
That's right.
Okay,
turn the cost into a...
What's that?
I said, and this will be a way we can turn a cost into a profit.
Exactly. All right, guys. Moving forward, the second item I wanted to touch base with you on was the flyer that Sables Graphics guys kind of put together for us. All of you guys would have received and gals would have received that PDF file I sent, which is kind of a quick dummy mock-up by their graphics guy. Obviously, that we're only going to be allowed to offer their product on their flyer, which is fine because they have a nice selection of product or for a flyer as far as having some slow speed and attachment and head options. So anyway, I guess what we need to do is determine what we want to put down as a retail price. It's my belief that we need to have retail pricing on this flyer rather than... And I know that you guys out there do charge different prices for different items, but I think if we could agree upon some pricing for this, if it was a little bit on the higher end, the folks that do charge a little bit more for this product are fine, and the folks that typically charge a little bit less for this product can take advantage of offering them some sort of special where they're saving, you know, 10% off the listed price, et cetera. So... any thoughts? I'm just going to open the floor on this one. So if you guys want to hit *6 and just kind of join in the conversation, that's great. We won't worry too much about the background noise, and this will just kind of be an open floor, open discussion. So I'd invite you guys all to do that. What I did so far is I just printed up this document and started writing suggested retail versus what's in the Shine catalog, so that would be probably a little bit at the upper end, especially when I couldn't find a viable aftermarket solution in the Shine catalog. And in that case, I kind of just listed like the Kavo or the NSK or the Midwest OEM pricing in the catalog, which is obviously way out of whack when you spend, you know, $80 on a contrangle sheath, and Shine retails a Midwest contrangle sheath for darn near $300. That price would definitely not work on this flyer, but there might be some pricing that you guys all kind of ballpark and mid-range pricing that you guys agree upon. So I'm opening the floor to you guys and suggestions. Again, hit *6 on your phones to add in to something that you would want added on here or something that you would want taken off, for instance. Crickets. Well, Well, guys, if it's the phone lines that are messed up, I apologize. If you just didn't have any input on that, that's fine, too. I'll just get together with Mike's guy, the graphics guy, and we'll put in pricing. And you guys can either lower the pricing or go with it and offer that as a solution to your doctor. I would have to say that in the course of a year, I probably get 20 phone calls from guys wanting some sort of a flyer like this. So now that we have it, your input would be greatly appreciated. But if you're fine with kind of the mock-up that we've got here as far as moving forward, that's okay, too.
Hey, David.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony here. The one question I had on the one that's got the high speeds on the top, it says up to a 33% discount. Mm-hmm. What would that be highlighting as a discount? From the original price or
right.
From...
Well, here's the deal. What we can do is Sable's big on 3+1, Tony.
Yeah.
So that's where their 33% discount comes from. I told them to take that off, at least initially, because I don't know if that's something that everybody wants to offer. So if it just has that up to 33% discount, you can elaborate to the doctor, and let's say you don't want to offer it on the heads, but you'd offer it on the motors.
Yeah.
At least you're now in control of what you're offering that discount on or that 3+1 special on.
Okay.
So if, let's say, you're retailing one of those Sable hand pieces at $5.99 or $6.99 to your customer, maybe you'll offer them that 3+1 discount.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're selling them 3 latch heads, you may not want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what that refers to. Sable is big on the 3+1, and that's because they are competing, right? They're competing with the dental supply companies, right? You and I really aren't. We're not in that business. We like to offer this product, handpiece-related product, to our doctors, but our main business is repair. So this is kind of a side business for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually you're going to sell stuff onesie twosie, as far as handpieces, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You're not out there selling, re-equipping offices all over the place.
Correct.
So anyway, that's exactly what that up to 33% discount refers to. I kind of liked it because it leaves you guys, especially if we put kind of a higher price point on the flyer, it gives you guys the autonomy to say, that refers to a 3+1 on the high-speed hand pieces, but we do currently have a 20% discount off of all of the slow-speed motors and attachments.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great question, and so that's something I'll take your guys' input on. If you guys don't want that on there and as a whole, I'd be happy to tell them to go ahead and delete that as well.
Okay.
But it's not very specific, so it's something that you guys can kind of play around with as opposed to being locked into the pricing, which is what Sable did on the original flyer that they sent me as a sample. They had 3+1, 3+1, 3+1, 3+1 just listed everywhere, and then even listed the 3+1 pricing, which I told them was a horrible idea because then the doctor's going to see the 3+1 pricing and, of course, do what? Order one or two and then want that lower pricing. So So I got them to remove that and just go with that up to 33% discount offered.
Okay.
That gives you guys the control, Tony.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Hey, David, it's Gord.
Hey, Gordon.
I got a different opinion on it.
What do you got?
Because there's so much 3+1 pricing. Quite often I talk to people, they ask, is there a volume discount like 3+1s and stuff like that? They're so used to it up here. I don't know like down there, but do you find that? Or?
No, I don't, but I sell a lot of onesie-twosies. We do it, all week long. So it's very rare that somebody calls up and tells me they've got a doc that wants to take advantage of the 3+1 special. To be honest with you, it's in different catalogs or different promotions from Patterson's and Shine's and Midwest and Star, et cetera. But I don't see it on my end here. But I will say that both you and John up in Canada have taken advantage of that, so I have a feeling that up in Canada, that's for whatever reason, that's more of a predominant thing, sales tactic.
Yeah, and I see a lot of offices, they want to switch over from one type of handpiece to another, so they're getting old and they want to buy a whole bunch of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this, and I'm glad you chimed in, because I think I was going to forget to mention this, Gord. Obviously, up in Canada, your guys' pricing is higher for two reasons. One, the exchange rate, and two, your tax system. So all of your prices on everything, from overhauls to a latch head to a motor to a high speed, are all more, and we get it. There's a reason for it. So we are going to design a similar flyer, but with different pricing for the Canada guys. There's six of you guys up there, and Chris, Mike's graphics guy, is going to make us two flyers, a Canadian-based one and a U.S.-based one.
That'd be great.
So your input on the pricing, and John's and Rick's and Byron's and Lydia's, is going to be very important to build your flyer.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, keep that in mind, and we'll work together on that as well. Any other opinions, guys, on the 3+1? We're probably actually going to have it put in on the Canadian flyer because it's such a predominant thing. But as I was telling Tony, I kind of like the idea of just offering the up to 33% discount. That gives you guys the control to see what you want to offer that special on.
Hey, Dave. This is John Grodzki.
John, how's it going, sir?
Pretty good. I actually like the idea of you putting some pricing together. I've kind of been waiting for something like this to come by because it's difficult for me to determine what the pricing should be based on, you know, you have your Chinese models, you have your NSKs, you have Sable. There's so many different amp pieces out there. I've always had a problem trying to price different pieces of amp pieces here. So if you get some pricing together and I know what my cost is and what's a fair competitive price out on the market, I think that's fantastic.
Okay, great. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with fair competitive pricing. We're not going to race to the bottom. Like the, you know, some folks do with the Chinese product, or saying, well, that same contra-angle sheath is $69 on eBay coming out of China. We're just not even going to acknowledge that market because you just can't do it and make any money. You've got to go in as the professional that you are to your existing customer base and offer them this product, and just knowing you and trusting you and knowing that they can get the product next day or a couple days later is what we're going to base that off of. So the pricing will be competitive to both the aftermarket and OEM that's listed in the Shine catalog.
I think that's a great idea. And the other question I had was, as far as the flyers go, we'll be able just to order those from you so that we can send these out? Or?
Well, I think, I mean, word is from Mike that this is his product, and so he's going to provide us, you know, thousands of these flyers for free. He's going to send them to us. Now, they won't be personalized with a personalized phone number, which is the only downside, as opposed to, let's say, your price flyers or your sharpening flyers. But a lot of guys have a nice, small, professional little sticker with at least their phone number and contact info on it that you could put, you know, down on the bottom of the back side or at the bottom of the front side. And we can make spacing for that. We could either move or get rid of that www.thedentistchoice.com on the bottom right corner, or make some sort of professional looking area for you guys to have your contact info. If that's the case, then these flyers are going to be free. There won't be a, you know, fee to get me to send you 100 of them.
Yeah, if there was a space somewhere on the bottom or on the side,
right?
I'd be able to actually run it through my printer and just put my information on it. You know, this
That's a fantastic idea. You could actually do that. Just load up 50 of these things and shoot them through your printer, and it just prints nicely in the bottom right corner your contact info.
Sure. I'd like to include all of these with my invoicing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Perfect.
David?
Yes.
I'm a bit concerned about this this up to 33% discount. And the reason being that some of the dentists that I have, if they see 33%, they're just going to ask me for 33%. Otherwise, they're not going to be interested. So I would be, maybe I'd have to put either stick something over that or not have that there. I've never been in a situation where I've had this 1-for-3 or 3-for-1. I'm just wondering whether we can have that as an option.
Well, you're definitely your input is valuable. So obviously we're going to take the input from from all of you guys and find out what's the most popular option. So we got one vote for the no, 33%, and no votes against. So I'll put that out there to you guys, and we'll tally up the responses and see which way you guys want to go on it.
The other thing that I had, you talk about these Chinese things and the free giveaways that the dentist gets. I get a handpiece to fix, this is part of a bunch, and so I give her the price of everything, and I take it away, and I fix them all up, and I go back, and I get back there, and she looks at this. She said, "Why did you fix this one?" So I said, "Well, you left it in there. I gave you a quote for it." She said, "Well, you know, this thing I got for free at the conference."
So?
She says, "It's rubbish. Why did you spend so much money on, you know, to fix it?" So I said, "Well," she said, "I don't want it fixed." So I said, "Well, I've already, you know, invested my time and money and everything in there." So I said, I'll take it off for you." She said, "How much will you give me?" So I said, "I'll give you maybe $5 for it because I've got a lot more invested in it." She said, "Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me use it for a couple of weeks, and then I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you later." So I said, "No, thank you." She was going to use it and then expect to, you know, for nothing.
Did she pay for it?
Yes, she paid for it.
Okay. Well, that's crazy, because what if she got a free handpiece from Midwest? Now she gives it to you to repair, and she doesn't want you to repair it because she got it for free?
Yeah, she got it
makes
for free.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, wow, funny.
So funny. So that's type of dentist that I have. Yeah, that's why I'm not saying no to it. I'm just saying I'm just concerned about it. Anyway, that's good. That's enough. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Wonderful information.
Hey guys, anybody else on that?
Dave, it's Dave Reinhardt. Just a quick question. Up in the top right, it says the specials are effective October 1st through December 31st. Any reason for the limited time?
No. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to have that deleted.
Okay.
Because if they're going to print us thousands of these and you guys are going to have them on the shelf and, you know, going out in packages, why would you want to limit... Why would you want to limit the timeline? If you guys eventually want to raise pricing or something, you just wouldn't include these flyers. We'd get with Sable again and let them know we want to reprint and we've got some price adjustments we want to go with. So, yeah, I'll definitely get that deleted, Dave. That's a good observation.
Okay.
But as far as the design of the flyer, it's simple but professional looking, and I don't know, I really liked it. Hopefully you guys do too.
Hmm.
All right, guys. I think that kind of gets us here to the end of our hour here. Please review that. You guys probably haven't had really a chance to. I just emailed it to you yesterday, but please review this flyer. See if there's some pricing that you already know and kind of dead set on, and just shoot me an email. This is a work in progress, but I want to have all this information to Mike's printer by the end of the week, maybe Monday at the latest, so we can get these in our hot little hands and you guys can start distributing these. So please let me know within the next 2-3 days, and we'll get these things printed up. So I appreciate all you guys' input, especially Bailey and Irwin and Dave and Tony and others. So thank you guys very much, and get those email suggestions to me. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, Dave. Dave, this is Bailey, real quick. I just sent you an email with 4 independent lab test results on aluminum, anodized aluminum, stainless, plexiglass, and other plastic, 4 different independent tests. So you have those in your email, and you can share them with whoever wants them, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All
I
right.
Appreciate that,
thanks
Bailey.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay, thanks again, and thanks, guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.